Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here. I appreciate that. I really do. I know everyone has 3,400 things to do every minute of the day, so I value your 10 minutes. My name is Robin, just doing my thing. I think I've developed a weird crush on lead prosecutor from the OJ trial, Marcia Clark. Didn't see this one coming, but after listening to about 8 hours of interviews with her on YouTube while drawing yesterday, I think it's safe to say I'm deeply attached. I don't know. It happens. You don't see it coming, and it happens. And I'd like to stay pretty transparent with you guys, so I just like to throw it out there. You know what I really wish right now? That Marcia Clark had a podcast so I could just hear her talk nonstop. I've done this since I was a kid, just become completely entranced with somebody. And it's never mild. I start to relate everything to that person. I constantly wonder if they'd want to be my friend. And even when I know damn well that they would not want to be my friend, I actually force myself to believe that they would want to be my friend. So I'll think of some personality trait I have, or, you know, it'll just come up. Someone will say something about me. And I'll find in my head, I'll say, Marcia Clark would love that about me. And I really believe it. And if you're my friend in real life, you have to put up with me pretty much only talking about this one person for whatever a certain amount of time. I'll print out photos of the person. They're up on my fridge. Do you like fridge or refrigerator? I feel like I hate when I say fridge. I like to say refrigerator, and I just said fridge, and that bothers me. I also do, you know what I do not like? When people say tub instead of bathtub. Oh, I honestly, it makes me want to throw up. Anyway, once I've fully, like, okay, so with Marcia Clark, once I've fully digested this person and I've reached the ends of the internet with them, I'm never over it, but there does come a time when my heart just has to move on and attach itself to someone else. But they're always untouchables, these people. You know, they're never people I know or would ever, could ever know. But I like to delude myself and in the moment, you know, believe, oh, we're probably going to meet somehow and we'll like each other. And I will always love Marcia Clark, but, you know, in a few weeks, I'll be able to report a new person. It could be Sandra Bullock. I doubt it, but it could. It could be that CEO of Papa John's, whoever that guy is who's on all the Papa John's commercials. Maybe. Here's someone it could be. I could see it being somebody like Julius Erving. I used to love him as a kid. I could see myself getting interested in what's he been up to. Or the kid who plays Dudley in Different Strokes. Major crush of my life. One of the first crushes I ever had was on Dudley from Different Strokes. So I'll keep you updated. Moving on. I love a two-lined poem. Couplets is what we call them. I love a one-line poem. What is a one-line poem called? I forget. Let's just call it a one-line poem. Four-line poems are good, too. And when, you know, a couple years ago, when I first started this podcast, you may remember, I was trying to collect a bunch of these short poems. And I kept running across Catullus, who I already loved. But anyway, Catullus, 84 to 54 BCE. Latin poet who wrote about his personal life, which was unique at the time. I think most people, when writing poetry around the same time and before, wrote about the gods or their own personal god or heroic figures. But this guy, Catullus, he wrote about his friends. He wrote about his crushes, his loves. He was like Paris Hilton of his time. Not really. I have no idea. Why on earth I said that, I have no idea. Maybe I said it because I know he was from a prominent family who was tight with Caesar, Julius Caesar. Catullus's dad had Julius Caesar over for dinner. Can you believe it? So anyway, Catullus was very cool, very equestrian, very erotic, loved to party, loved salads, and his poetry has remained relevant to this day. I mean, this guy, he influenced people like Virgil and Ovid, and I've never read anything of his surviving poems that I did not like, which is rare because I hate 89.42% of the things I read. Did you know that? 89.42%. I've done the math. Now, I have read Catullus on this podcast. One of my favorite poems of all time is what is known as Catullus 85. Many different translations of it exist. The one in my memory is, I hate and I love. You may ask me why. I don't know, but I feel it and I suffer. Good luck summing up existence better than that, my friends. Anyway, I found another one that is so similar to 85, but different enough that I wanted to read it on here today. Now, I found it in that big book I talk about so often. It's this huge anthology called World Poetry, an Anthology of Verse from Antiquity to Our Time. It's a W.W. Norton and Company book. I will link it so you can find it on your own at your library or buy the thing. It's very inexpensive when I look for it online, and it is an excellent collection. It's one of those that it's just going to continue to reveal little pieces of wonder until the day I die. It's just that jam-packed. There's no reason to not own it unless you're a vagabond and you don't want to carry this thing around, because I can barely lift it when I read it to you guys. Anyway, let's do this. All right, this one is called, well, these don't really have official titles, so I'll just read it. I hate and love ignorant fish who even wants to fly while writhing. You know what? My voice kind of messed that up in a way that I liked. It's I hate and love ignorant fish who even wants the fly while writhing. So it's the fly, but it sounded like I said, who wants to fly while writhing? I want to fly while writhing, Catullus. Fuck you, right? Anyway, I'm sorry that I changed the, I almost said lyrics. What's going on? I'm breaking down, you guys, right before you. There's another one I want to read here that has a very modern context to it. Let's see. It's called What For? Question mark. I guess this one does have a title. By the way, that last one, you know I love to give shout-outs to the translators. That one was translated by Frank Bidart. This one's translated by Charles Martin. What for? Catullus, what keeps you from killing yourself? No good reason. That tumor nonius sits in the chair of a magistrate. And lying, Vatinius swears by his imminent consulship. Catullus, what keeps you from killing yourself? No good reason. Now, look, I'm not encouraging anyone to kill themselves, but I am just explaining to you, as you may already know, that, you know, people from the beginning of time have been bothered and upset by people in seats of authority. You guys, that about does it. Like you didn't know that. Who do I think I am right now? Ooh, Robin. Interesting history lesson. People in power are bothersome to humanity. You think? You guys, just don't ignore me entirely, but ignore parts of me, please. All right, that does it for today. What do we all need to go do? We need to go wash our hands. Let's see, it's about 10 a.m. We've got about 8 to 10 more hand washings of the day. We all need to go run our sad errands. Aren't errands sad? There are days when I find errands just to be like a wonderful little part of everybody's lives, and other days it's the most depressing bullshit imaginable. You need to go email about 18 more people, feed your snake or your bunny or your cat or whatever you've got. Stack your piles higher, knock them down, pick them back up. Remind yourself that there is rarely closure in life. I have to remind myself all the time. You don't get closure. It ain't that simple, people. You just gotta keep trudging along, unresolved. Find the good in it, enjoy it. And to anybody who decided they were going to stop something that's been bad for you, I commend you. Get rid of that shit, get rid of things. Don't lie, be gentle when it's called for, be pushy when it's called for. Have a thread of lightheartedness in everything you do, always, otherwise you will die. Trust me, I almost did for that exact reason. But look at me now, I'm just a ray of sunshine. I love you guys, be kind to each other. Farewell, everybody.